And welcome to Tourism Talk, folks. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Chris Reel. I am the president of Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, also a board member of the Baltimore Tourism Association, whose generous support is making this show possible. And Tourism Talk is going to be an opportunity for guests to come on and talk about what's going on here in the Baltimore region at their particular property, attraction, or restaurant. And it'll also be an opportunity for you, the listener, to hopefully interact with some of our guests. You can click on the link here at Baltimore Internet Radio to contact us, send us an email. If there are any topics that you would like us to address, we will do our best to do just that. And on our very first show, I'm very pleased to be joined by the lovely Nora Campbell, the president of the Baltimore Tourism Association. Hi, Nora.
Hi, Chris. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. This is exciting.
It is.
We're on the ground floor of something here, don't you think?
Oh, I'm very excited to be here. I think this is a wonderful opportunity.
Baltimore Internet Radio is blowing up with listeners all around the world.
Yeah, and, it's amazing.
Here we are with a show of our own.
Little old us. Yeah, very
hard
cool.
Hard to believe. The Baltimore Tourism Association. Let's first talk a little bit about the association itself. I've got a copy of the bylaws here, so I thought I would just read the mission statement to our listeners, and then we can sort of break that down a little bit. Now, the Baltimore Tourism Association, or BTA, is a voluntary, nonprofit coalition of industry professionals from businesses located in the Baltimore metropolitan area and surrounding regions. BTA is dedicated to helping its members increase their group business through education, outreach, and targeted regional promotions, as well as fostering productive relationships between its members through networking opportunities. So there's a lot in there.
There is a lot in there. Yeah, BTA does a lot. We're small but mighty.
Absolutely. It is a nonprofit coalition, so everybody that is a part of BTA, the board members and everything, are all volunteers.
Sure. Everybody volunteers their time, you know, to further the goal of the organization. What's interesting, the organization was started over 30 years ago. At that time, Baltimore did not have a group tour arm in their CVB, in the Convention Visitors Bureau.
What today is Visit Baltimore.
Which is today Visit Baltimore, correct, was BACVA.
Some of the folks that remember BACVA.
BACVA, yeah, now Visit Baltimore. And what happened was a couple of the industry leaders, there was a member from the aquarium, one from the Science Center, decided that they really needed something dedicated to group business and bringing groups into Baltimore. So they created BTA. And again, yeah, it started as a volunteer organization, everybody pulling their own time to further the mission, which is pretty remarkable that we're over 30 years old and still doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think the founder of Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, Ruth Fader, I believe, was one of those original folks
Very
involved
cool.
in setting that up. So
carrying the legacy forward.
I'm doing the best I can. Ruth,
you
if you're listening,
job.
I hope we're making you proud.
Yes.
So really, the focus of BTA is on that group element.
Yes.
Primarily.
Right.
Trying to get those buses and things like that, not just the individual travelers, although we would talk to them as well, but
of
really
course.
We're looking at that group element.
Right. Well, really the individual travelers fall into the Visit Baltimore arena,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, we will certainly help anybody to get them to the city. I think the one thing that's great about the BTA board is everybody's really passionate about Baltimore, and that's why we dedicate our time to the organization. Of course, we all have our own paying jobs that we have to focus on as well. So it's amazing that so many people, I think we have a 13-member board, that we have so many people willing to dedicate their time each month to keep group tourism alive in Baltimore.
Yeah, and it's a great group of people, too. I know just a personal story. When I first got involved in the tourism industry 7 or 8 years ago, I didn't know a thing about it. And a BTA meeting was one of the first official things that I did as a manager of Baltimore Rent-A-Tour. And those friendships I made that day have prevailed all the way through to this day. And it was just a great opportunity to meet some folks. And everybody was just so helpful, reaching out, just willing to lend that helping hand.
Yeah, my first memory of you, actually, is you came on board right as we were in the middle of conducting the most crazy FAM that we've ever tried to do. And a FAM, for anybody who doesn't know, is a familiarization tour. So that's where we bring in people from other markets who may not be familiar with Baltimore and kind of tour them around the area and try to get them excited about bringing groups into the area. And we had come up, again, we're a volunteer board, so we don't have that much time, and we came up with this crazy idea. It was like a 4 or 5 part moving tour, one focused on families, one focused on seniors, one focused on students, and it was really wild, and you came in out of nowhere and completely coordinated the entire transportation section, which I was charged to do, and I thought, I don't know how I'm going to possibly do this, and you were a miracle.
Well, thank you, Nora. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, you're great.
Now, I remember, yeah, we were just a few blocks away. We were sitting down there at the coffee shop trying to figure out how we were going to get all of these people from point A to point B to point C and so on and so forth. But it was a great event. And that actually,
it was very cool.
That actually sort of is a good transition into some of the things that BTA does. We did that fan tour, and we are in the process of planning another one for 2014, where we're going to invite some tour operators into the city, and we're going to show them around, just sort of whet the appetite a little bit, if you will, and encourage them to bring their groups back here.
Yeah, it's great. We have everybody chips in. We have hotel partners that will give them overnight stays. All the attractions will chip in and give them a little tour preview of their property. Restaurants provide food to get them excited to come back to the area, since we have such amazing cuisine in Baltimore. So it's really neat to see. It's a lot of work, but it's always worth it.
So if any tour operators are listening to us right now and you'd like to be a part of that BTA fam in 2014, check out our website. It's www.baltimoretourism.com, baltimoretourism.com. There is a link on there for tour operators and group leaders. You can also request information about potential itineraries. One of the things I love about BTA is how much we all work together. We package experiences for group leaders and for tour operators. So we could put together something where maybe a guide from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour meets a group at the visitor center, takes them to lunch at one of the downtown restaurants, and then they go visit Ripley's Believe It or Not, let's just say. Just, you know,
let's just say.
Just throwing it out there. But those are the kinds of things that we do together as members. And speaking of members, we also have a lot of great benefits for the members.
Right. I was going to say, the two people that we really serve, we serve our members and we serve those looking to bring group opportunities into Baltimore. For our members, really, the networking is beyond compare. I mean, if you really want to know who to talk to when you're coming up with a packaging idea or partnership idea, it doesn't get better than BTA. In fact, our membership dues are phenomenally cheap, and I don't think we have adjusted those in well over 5 years, if not more. The cost is $175 a year for nonprofits. It's $275 a year for for-profits, and then $25 for each additional rep you want for your property. Amazingly cheap when you consider everything that you get for it. You get a monthly meeting, which is usually hosted at a different location and a different member's property. So anywhere from the zoo to Ripley's to the aquarium to the Holiday Inn at the Inner Harbor, we're all over the place. So what's nice about that, too, is you get to see these other properties that maybe you've never been to. The Jewish Museum in Baltimore, this gives you an opportunity to go in and kind of see what it looks like for yourself, which helps us partner and package together a little bit better too.
And by the way, those monthly meetings always include a wonderful breakfast.
Always have a breakfast.
Huge incentive to get folks in there in the morning.
We will feed you and give you coffee. And we also try to pack the meeting with something that's informational and useful for the members coming in, whether it's educational. I mean, this past year we hosted a seminar with John Kennedy, who is a national speaker who's really phenomenal, really engaging and exciting. So we try to have those opportunities. Sometimes we do workshops, especially if you're new to tourism. We tend to speak in acronyms in general. So, you know, I was going to ABA. I was wondering what the ROI was that. But, you know, did you go to CITA? I don't know. So one of the things we try to do is we try to help you become acclimated to the industry and get familiar with all of, you know, those acronyms that we throw out. But we'll have workshops as well, things like partnering and packaging. I remember one I thought was kind of fun. We just were all sitting at different tables, and the workshop that day was make a package with everybody at your table.
Right.
So some of them were a little bit of a reach, but it just was to show you how easy it is to do that. And then as a team, you become more powerful because now we're contacting my database of clients as well as your database of clients and merging those together.
That education component, I think, is very important to stress because you know, we have a lot of folks that go from property to property sometimes, and maybe they're used to dealing with a different component of the tourism industry. And the group market is very specific. There's certain things that you need to be able to offer if you're going to attract groups to your property.
Right. And know why you don't offer a tour operator, the group rate, or the group leader, a tour operator rate.
Sure.
And what is the receptive, and really explaining all those different components.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge help. I know, again, I know I've benefited personally, and we've talked to members in the past. You said, you know, boy, that was really helpful. I did not know that, and it's helped me moving forward with with my business.
The other thing I was going to say that BTA does that's really helpful is we attend trade shows on your behalf.
Yeah.
Most of us have limited marketing dollars. We're really stretching it to get the most impact out of the money that we have available. And what's very cool is BTA will attend trade shows like the Pennsylvania Bus Association or the New Jersey Motor Coach Show. And we will distribute your information for you at these shows for a nominal price.
Right. And if you were to attend these shows on your own, I mean, you're talking hundreds of dollars
easy.
Just to register to get a table at this
register,
show,
hotel,
let alone your travel expenses and everything
absolutely,
else.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a really remarkable value.
For $275 for a year, that's for profit. If you're a nonprofit, it's only $175.
Yeah.
You're getting an incredible value. And we also have, again, I'll mention the website, www.baltimoretourism.com. You can also link to our membership directory right there on the website. It's a downloadable PDF. And having your name in that membership directory is huge. I know lots of tour operators that I talk to on a regular basis have that BTA membership directory at arm's reach at all times. Right
I do, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I was going to say, I think that's probably one of the most valuable things about our membership is that directory, because we then become a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
We've got membership listings for attractions, museums, hotels, restaurants, tour operators, receptives, boats, boating companies, charters. So anything you need to do when you're in Baltimore is in that one handy guide.
Absolutely.
So it does become a phenomenal resource.
Right, right. You definitely want your name and your number and your email address in that guide.
Yeah, and whether you pay that small fee to be included in the stuffing that goes to the trade shows, either way, that membership directory is going, so you will be represented.
And you're getting out there. Well, great. Well, we want to encourage anyone that's listening, if you are in the tourism community and you'd like to learn more about BTA, again, that website is www.baltimoretourism.com. There's a link here at Baltimore Internet Radio as well that you can follow. And come on out to one of our meetings. Our general meetings are always the second Thursday of every month. That meeting schedule is also available on our website.
Yeah.
And you can come out to two meetings, right? Two meetings for no charge.
Yep, even if just to see
member.
If you like it.
Come on out, enjoy that breakfast, shake some hands, and hopefully come be a part of our association.
Yeah, I think once you come to the meeting, you're going to love it.
Great, great. I agree. Well, Nora, thanks so much for talking about Baltimore Tourism Association with us.
You're
here
very welcome.
On Tourism Talk. We're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about your paying job over at Ripley's Believe It or Not. My name's Chris Reel from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour on behalf of the Baltimore Tourism Association, and you are listening to Tourism Talk.